kitties, welcome back to another episode of No Tween and a Movie Podcast.
So, hi guys, this is your host, Nerdpool Prime. Thank you for joining me again today, and if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it on YouTube or Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you are, please do me a favor, like, share, subscribe, do all that amazing algorithm helping stuff so more people can hear the content. But this week is going to be different than most other weeks that I do, because I'm not going to get to a Loki episode 2 breakdown. I'm just not going to get to it this for the episode that always drops Sundays. I did a round table discussion with Manny Reed's comics on his YouTube channel, so you definitely want to go check that out. But this week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take time and just talk about the world we're in right now. And I, as many of you know who listen to my show on a regular, I script everything. And I like to stay on track because I have a tendency to veer off. This episode is going to be 100% off the cuff. I did no preparing like a script for this. Like I usually do outline nothing. I'm just going to talk about how happy I am with all the stuff that we have right now. And to sum all that up, I'm going to say this. Hey, guys, girls, aliens, robots, anyone who's listening, the nerds won. We won. I mean, think about it. Like, what is the most lucrative film franchise in history? The Marvel Cinematic Universe. Are you kidding me? Just think about that. We have a Marvel Cinematic Universe. Do you know what I would give to have known that it was actually going to happen when I was a kid? Like, you don't understand. Like, I remember reading the Civil War comics, because I've talked about this in my podcast, how I was out of collecting for a long time, and then I also got out for different reasons that I've also mentioned, but what pulled me back into reading comics was the Marvel Civil War. The first one, there's I think about 150 connected issues, and I have at least one copy of about 124 when I last counted. Got another one on the way from Click Comics. I appreciate that. Always a good person to deal with if you're on IG, for real, Click Comics. Now, what I want to say is, with all of the stuff that we have now, like I remember, like I said, reading that Civil War, like, man, this makes such a great movie. And this is before Iron Man. I'm reading this stuff like, wow, like this is epic. Like, I would love to see this on the screen. And now we have it. We have a Civil War in the MCU. I mean, granted, it paled in comparison in scale to the comics, because obviously they didn't have the rights to all the characters that were in the comic one. I mean, the comic one, there was Fantastic Four, there was the X-Men. I mean, it was everybody. Like, everybody was involved in the Marvel Civil War. And like, we didn't get that obviously because of the rights to certain characters, but I mean, I've postulated this before. I already see the blueprint laying out for a Civil War 2. Like in WandaVision, when Monica was like, don't mention her name, like, you got two Captain Marvels that are gonna fight, obviously. And like, I feel like Captain Marvel, or the Marvels is what it's now being called, the sequel to Captain Marvel with Brie Larson, is going to be like a jumping off point for the Secret Invasion Disney Plus show, as well as further seeding the Civil War 2. Because I think we all expect certain characters like the X-Men and Fantastic Four, which we know Fantastic Four is already in production, to show up soon so they can make it at a grander scale. That would be pretty cool, in my opinion. But back to the thing about we're all that we won. I mean, okay, Sweet Tooth. I just watched Sweet Tooth I binge-watched the entire season in like a night and a half. Like, I literally like started watching it right after work. I was like, you know what? Let me throw on Sweet Tooth. I watched four episodes straight, back to back to back to back. And then, like, I watched a couple more. Like, I literally, like, I was late to work the next day. Like, no joke, because I was up till 3 a.m. watching. I got up to episode 6 in the first watch through because it was just so good. And that's a DC adaptation. Then you got the Star Wars. You got the Mandalorian. Like, I talked about this. The Mandalorian is what actually got this podcast started. I was originally going to start it in this January, and I started it way early because I just had to talk about the Mandalorian because it was so good. And, like, that final scene with Luke, I mean, like, are you kidding me? That was absolutely just one of the greatest moments in my nerd life was when that lone X-Wing showed up. I was like, yo, that's Luke. Nuh-uh. And then you see the green lightsaber. Like, it was my childhood, like, coming to life as an adult, but better. Like, sure, it's not Empire or it's not the original trilogy, you know what I mean? But, like, it is set in that time. So, for me, it's just an extension of those movies, and it makes those movies even more amazing. We're going to get an Ahsoka TV show. Like, okay, think about this. Rosario Dawson, okay? One of the most talented actresses in the entertainment industry is Ahsoka Tano. And that pretty much all came about, like, mythically, when, like, Boss Logic, like, made one of his graphics depicting her as Ahsoka, and she liked it, was like, well, how can we get this happen? And then it happened. Like, just think about what, like, let's just say for argument's sake, for this segment, the Spider-Man No Way Home is 100% multiverse movie, and it's all the rumors we've heard, Daredevil, everything. Like, think about the epicness of what we'll get to see if there's three Spider-Man on a freaking screen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, and then you got, like, Shang-Chi, and you got Black Widow coming around. Loki, like, Loki has been amazing. And I did a whole breakdown about Loki last week that didn't make it up on YouTube. I'm still trying to get that going. I had planned to do multiple episodes last week, and I just didn't get it done. I've just got so much going on right now, which I'll get to at the end. And I have a big announcement about what's coming next week. So I guess it'll be like 3 weeks in a row that I'm not going to get any sleep. But that's fine, because that's why I do this, because this is awesome. But again, you got Sweet Tooth, you know, and then like something like that. And then you have Titans. Titans season three is about to come out. And that trailer dropped, and you got to see, like, there was the Joker was beating Jason Todd. We saw him in the red, like just the implications of that, like, for like someone like me who, like, Nightwing, I've talked about a lot. Nightwing is one of my favorite characters in all of comics, in all of entertainment. Like, his, like, ability to be that one of the first real sidekicks to step out on his own. Like, he was one of the first sidekicks that was hailed as his own individual hero. And to see, like, a really good rendition of the character on the Titan show, and then to get, like, Jason Todd was amazing in the second season. I mean, like, there has been so much good nerd stuff just to be just so happy about. Bad Batch? I mean, come on. Like, let's see, how long has it been? Yeah, by the time this releases, my 48 hours spoiler ban will be up, so I'm gonna say it. Bane, Cad Bane back in the Star Wars universe. Like, of course, Filoni brought him back because that was Filoni's, like, character. But, I mean, man, like, we're just so, like, we won. Like, I remember as a kid, like, hiding the fact that I was a nerd around my cool friends. Because I played sports, you know, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, swimming. Like, I did it all. Like, so I kind of hid that I was a nerd as hard as it was to try to fit in. And, like, nowadays, like, I look back, like, man, if I would have just stuck with it, if I would have just kept being a nerd, like, and then maybe started this podcast when podcasts first became a thing, or maybe started the Instagram or Facebook or whatever long ago, and like, jumping on it early, you know, what could have been. But you can't look back. you have to look forward. And looking forward, we have even more great stuff coming out. I mean, think about the comics that we have right now. Like, this indie wave of, like, unbelievable properties is just blowing my mind. I mean, if someone's listening to this and wants to comment down below, and if they're on YouTube, or send me a DM or whatever, comment on the post about this, I don't remember indie comics ever being this good. Like, to this extent, where there were, like, I'm gonna, like I said, this is 100% off the top of that. I'm going to do 10 titles right now. I think I can get 10 easy. Indie titles that are just blowing me away and are amazing. You got Berserker, Nocterra, Proctor Valley Road, Crossover. Let's see what else. Oh, man. Eve. Yo, like, that's five right off the top of my head easy that are just absolutely out of this world. Then you got Spawn's Universe coming up, which I've been talking about for a while. I mean, like, there's just so much good stuff. Basilisk, like, so much good stuff out right now. That's seven indie titles that are just slaying it right now. And that's not including the ones like We Live and Something That's Killing the Children that I'm not currently up on because I jumped out. I wasn't in fast enough. I mean, like, that's nine. And I didn't even break a sweat. And if there's an indie comic that you want me to check out, please go ahead and leave a comment below. Savage from Valiant. That's another great title. I mean, like, it just, there's just, and that's not, that was just indies. And, you know, like, then you got the great Nightwing comic for DC. You got the Joker comic. Then you got King in Black. Excuse me. I mean, just think about how amazing it is right now to be a nerd. Like, do you remember what it was like? Like, because some of you who might be listening might be around my age or even older, what it was like to be into Dungeons and Dragons back then. Like, I never got into it because I didn't have enough nerdy friends to play. I couldn't play by myself. Like, I play it now with the Dungeon Master, who I've mentioned on the podcast before. And I just love it. It's a great game, and it's a great way to just to like live in an imaginative space and just have fun. Like, and I've said this before, and I think Simon Pegg actually like said it better, but like, basically being a nerd is just being able to unapologetically be accepted, accepting yourself for enjoying the things you like and not caring what other people think about it. Like us who would dress up as in cosplay and go to a convention, walk down the street, dress like a superhero or a Star Wars character and like not care. Someone's going to be like, wow, look at that nerd. That's what a nerd is. And newsflash, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a sports fan and you like sports and you wear jerseys and you like play fantasy sports, or I mean, fantasy sports is just Dungeons and Dragons for sports fans. But to be honest, that you're a nerd as well. You're just a sports nerd. But like, and now like, I'm going to take a little detour. Like for instance, like I was on Whatnot today and I, you know, I just got a notification that someone was going live and I clicked on it. And then, you know, they're breaking open old Pokemon cards, like the like packs, you know, like their people are bidding. And then once it's sold, they open it up and show them what they got, you know, and it's pretty cool. And then I'm watching this. I'm like, that guy looks like Blake Martinez. It's Blake Martinez, the captain of the New York Football Giants. I am a sports nerd. And I was just watching Blake Martinez, a guy who led my team in tackles, like a possible defensive player of the year candidate, is sitting there, open up Pokemon cards and like nerding out at like a hollow quite was it Quiflasia? No, Typhlosion. It was a like he literally like geeked out over a hollow Typhlosion. And this guy tackles people for a living. Like I was like I nerded out so bad because like both the Giants fan and the nerd in me was just like, oh my god, this is great. Like and that, like, that's my point. Like, with, like, things like all these great movies and great shows, great comics, and then you got apps like Whatnot, and then a shameless, I don't care what anyone thinks, shameless plug. You go on to my pages on my Instagram, you can get it, I'll include a link below as well. You just click the link, and it'll bring you to my page, give me a follow, and you get $3 off your first purchase. If that doesn't work for whatever reason, or I forget to put the link below, it's just go on Whatnot and just search Nerdtween. I've been doing shows weekly. I did a show last Saturday, this Friday, and I got a show coming up this coming up Sunday, where I'm gonna have a whole bunch of that new Venom 35, that 200th edition, multiple different covers. That'll be available. So definitely going to want, please do me a favor and check that out. But again, that's another part of what's being so great as a nerd. Like, comics are in high demand and people are paying money for them. Like, there are some comics now that are in high demand that are worth a lot of money that some of us would have just picked up randomly as like a fan. And like, now people want those comics for their collections because, like, it's cool to collect comics. Like, are you kidding me? Like, do you know how awesome that is to literally think that there are people who are literally buying up comics because they're valuable and, like, are easy to move because nerds like us, like me, will go, ooh, I need to have that. And that wasn't always the case, man. I mean, there was always certain comics that were worth money. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say this big boom that all comics are worth money. But what I'm trying to say is that when I was younger, being a nerd wasn't accepted. Like, you wore a Star Wars or a, you know, Spider-Man shirt out, people would look at you like, look at that nerd. That's a grown man wearing a Spider-Man shirt. Well, what is wrong with him? Now it's common. And now I feel like more people will be able to be themselves and not have to hide in the shadows like I did. And that just warms my nerdy soul, because some of us didn't have that. Like, you can literally be who you want to be now. And if you want to be a Star Wars nerd, you want to be a Marvel nerd, you want to be a Doctor Who nerd, I mean, more power to you. And no one's going to really be like, are you really sure you want to be a nerd? Like, they get picked on. Like, now it's like, I literally get random messages from people that I've known for years that are like, hey, man, I just watched Loki. Can you explain something to me? And I'm just like, crack my knuckles, sit back, crack open a beer. I'm like, yeah, I could do that for you. And then break it down. And they're so happy because now they have a nerd that they know that can break something down for them. Like, sure, my family gets tired of hearing me talk about everything because, you know, they live with me and stuff. Like, you know, if I'm around them a lot, they're like, okay, we didn't watch the episode or the show at all. So can you not talk about it for 3 hours straight? Fine. I guess I'll just go talk to the podcast. But again, I come back to the same thing where we are just so lucky right now. And I want us all to just maybe take a step back and just appreciate the nerdverse that we are in right now. And especially if you're part of the IGE comic community, there's so many great people. If you're not, like, on it, and if you like comic books, then you just need to go on and follow a whole bunch of people. I'm not going to list a whole bunch of names because I do that all the time, and I plan it out so I can make sure I get everyone's names right. But I'm not going to do it now. But I will say shout out to the entire OG IG crew. You know who you are. And I want to say thank you to one person in particular because he is a great person on YouTube who featured me on one of his videos. Casual comic guy, Larry B. Please go give him a look on YouTube, Instagram. He's got some great content, and he has the hashtag Grow Together Movement. which it's just amazing. And that's something, again, that's something that we are lucky to have. We are all competing for the same listeners, the same buyers, you know, the same time slots. And we don't try to sabotage each other. We are always just helping each other. And that's something that I never experienced before. And I was talking about this earlier on Instagram with a fairly big account, actually. I was on a Star Wars page many years ago on Facebook. And I was doing live shows that had like 10,000 viewers live. I went by Jedi Master Kyle Kenobi. The gray Kyle Kenobi was what I went by. And I, you know, I did shows every week, you know, live. And then I left because I had a disagreement with, you know, the founder. He was demanding things that I couldn't make. So I left to go start my own with a few friends, and some people from that page that I got real close with. And when I did that, I actually received death threats. Like I literally got off all social media for over a year. Like the only reason why I have a Facebook account still active is because I play a Marvel game on my tablet that I signed in with Facebook years and years ago. And I've got so much stuff built up on there that I'm not going to lose that just so I don't have an active Facebook account. Like I'm not on Facebook. Like I know that's crazy in this day and age, but I'm not on Facebook at all. Like I know Instagram is owned by Facebook, so whatever. But I mean, and I just got on social media again, you know, with the Nerd Pool Reborn, formerly the one and only Nerd Pool, the Nerd Tween and Movie Podcast that we're talking on right now, Marvel 2K21, six seasons and a Netflix movie. I just experienced just so much like love and positive vibes and an amazing community and family that I have really, really come to be really thankful to be a part of. And I just wanted to take this time just to like, I want us all just maybe just take one step back for like, so I'm at 22 minutes. Take a step back for the next 5 minutes. And, you know, I'm after the show is over and just appreciate the Nerdverse. That's all I'm asking. So now I'm going to talk about one thing, about Loki, that just blew my mind. They built up like this character to be female Loki. And I don't think it's female Loki. I truly think that it is, the Enchantress, just taking up the moniker of Loki. So that's one little thing I thought about that. And I really just love everything about Loki, the music, the score, the way everything's playing out. It's just absolutely beautiful. And the way they left it on that cliffhanger, that just felt like a great stopping point to leave us like dying on the edge of our seat. But yeah, that was one of the things that I thought was really awesome about that, the newest episode. And I think there's just so many different ways it could go. But that was really all I wanted to say right now. Like I said, I'm going to try and get that breakdown out sometime this week, just because I know people have a lot of questions and I've got quite a few answers. So I do apologize for not being able to do it this week. It was just with too much with working full time and the whatnot shows and, you know, appearing on other podcasts. And it's just and literally everything else, like life. It's just been a little bit much this week for me to get everything done. So it's going to take a little while to get everything out. That all being said, I have an unbelievable, just super thanking the comic gods for allowing this to happen, and for it to really happen. I am pleased to announce that next weekend, on my episode of Nerd Tween and Movie Podcast, I'm going to be joined by the unbelievably talented artist, Ario Anandito. And I've been hyping it up from forever now because we set it up so long ago. He was just so busy doing so much awesome work, like the Eve covers, which I talked about early in the episode, and when they first released the initial, like media blast about Eve coming out months ago. Like that's one thing I want to say also real quick. Follow me, guys, because I've been letting you know about things months in advance. I did a special on Spawn's Universe like 3 months ago. Like the second they dropped the information, I'm giving you that information on the show. But sidetrack, sorry. But yeah, Ario Anandito, who's doing the Star Wars Marvel Comics, The High Republic, which is an amazing series as well as so many other books that he's done in his fantastic career, is going to be joining me next week for sure. I do not know at this point if it's going to be live. The biggest issue is that, you know, he's on the other side of the world. So we have to time it out right. And for when he's available would be early in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So while I have no problem making it, I don't want to make anyone wake up that early to try to go to a live video. But it still might go live. I have not decided or figured out how to do that. Because I'm not going to be able to use StreamYard. So I'm going to have to use Zoom. So I'll see what I can do about that. Maybe we'll get it live, maybe not. But one way or another, Ario Anandito will be on Nerd Tween and Movie Podcast next week. And I just am just so excited. And this is just a start, guys. I've got a lot of things in the works. I'm not going to say too much, but I will say that I am working on a charity auction. That's all I'm going to say. And if you sell comics and you're interested in possibly being part of a charity auction, please send me a direct message on I sound really old saying direct message instead of DM. Just DM me at Marvel2K21 on Instagram and just say you heard the episode and you're interested in the charity event. Which is going to be way down the line, but I'm putting a lot of great things together, not only for the community, but for everyone at large. And I just wanted to take this time out and thank everyone for joining me. If you join me every week, man, I don't have the words to say how thankful I am. I really do appreciate every single listener, whether it's one time or every time. And I just wanted to say thanks. But that's all I have for you this week. This has been your host, Nerdpool Prime, signing off.